Hey everyone, and welcome. This is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stan podcast K-pop Q&A fan episode, where you fellow K-pop fans, stans, and listeners get to ask Haley and I K-pop questions. Anything related to K-pop could be unhinged, could be random, could be, you know, the slightest relevance to K-pop. Mm-hmm. But as long as it's K-pop related, we will look through it and add it to the list and possibly get through it. We have a good amount of questions still, but we still would always appreciate, you know, new K-pop questions come up. Even if you want to ask something about a particular specific group, I know we had like a Twice episode, like our second one, and you know, we did a K-pop concert, what to bring episode was like the first one we did, and it seemed like a lot of you had, it was really good feedback, so, and it helped out a lot of people, so I think just if you have any of those kind of questions, feel free to send it. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and tune in to the regular Permission to Stan podcast episodes. Every Thursday, Haley and I are chatting a lot of K-pop talk, news, and updates. And you can send us the Q&A questions. Where, Haley?
On our Instagram, at Permission to Stan podcast.
Exactly. So let's get started with this week's Q&A question. It looks like this one is pretty short.
Yeah.
Short and sweet. What's been your favorite trip for a concert? I will assume it is a K-pop concert.
Well, yes. Of course. Safe,
I will safely assume that's what it was. You go first. What do you? What was your favorite K-pop concert? I have an idea, but I know you're going to say it.
When we went to see Stray Kids in Seattle.
I knew it.
Of course.
That was a really fun experience, and honestly, I think just the trip to Seattle, that was your first time in Seattle, right?
Yeah, I had never been to Seattle, so we kind of used that as like a two-in-one kind of thing.
It's
like
a good excuse
to go. See Stray Kids, and I finally get to see Seattle.
And we did, you know, we didn't even, you know, rent a car or anything. We stayed very close to the venue. Like, I think it was like a, maybe like a, no more than 10-minute walk, right?
Yeah, it was really close.
And, you know, explored the city. We did, like, tourist stuff. You know, saw the Space Needle. We went to Pike's.
Man, but I think when we went to Pike's, we freaking rode a scooter.
Oh, that's true.
The whole way
it's
there.
It's pretty insane, actually. You're right. Because we didn't rent a car or anything. And usually, I like renting cars and driving. Yeah. But for this one, it didn't seem like I needed to. Like, it'd be, like, a lot more, I don't know, like, financially responsible.
But it was kind of, like, intense doing the scooter the whole way. I was like, oh, my God, it's kind of far.
It was awesome. But, yeah, that was overall really good. I mean, yeah, the city itself was cool in general. The food and everything.
They have good food.
The main thing was Stray Kids because this was the Maniac Tour when Haley was really into Stray Kids like crazy.
Yes. Like really, really obsessed that
very
I needed.
Obsessed.
I needed to see them.
On multiple stops.
On multiple stops.
Hence us being in Seattle for this one.
But the main reason why we even decided to go to Seattle was because these are probably the best tickets that I have ever gotten for a K-pop concert, I would say.
I think this is probably up there in like, yeah, honestly, like, just the where we were, because for this one, it was seating, like, right? It was,
yes,
it was seated in the, we're obviously barricade.
Yes, barricade.
But not just any barricade, we are sitting literally in the front of the extended stage, like the row one barricade, right in front of them. And this is also, you know, this is Maniac, so they're not in the huge ass stadiums yet. So this is, I think this venue was Climate Pledge, which is more like think of like hockey slash like basketball.
Yeah, it was smaller,
so it's more intimate, like definitely a lot closer. Especially if you're a barricade, you're like right there. And honestly, holy shit, it was like, it's because it's not G&A, it was crazy. Like, they were right in front of us. Like,
yeah, it was nice having seats. Like, I didn't have to, I could use the restroom as I pleased, and we could just like turn up. You know, like, not...
What are you talking about? I've been turned up all night, baby.
No, not way before the concert starts. You know, we could just, like, get on time.
Well, we still had sound check.
Oh, that's true. But still, you know, people line up way in advance for sound check, too. Like, from this Dominate tour that we went for Stray Kids, which was obviously, like, standing GA, we were there early to get in. Right? We were lining up, like, way earlier.
Oh, like... Oh, and, like, for this
for the
recent
Dominate,
one, like,
for LA.
I feel like... No, I... when you say that, it like kind of threw me off because I'm like, I don't think we're early because there's literally people camping. Those people are early.
Well, it was early for me.
Early for you, which is if you, everyone
and it's
who
early
knows,
because the concert didn't start 12 hours later.
Everyone who knows
that's
Haley,
early.
Everything is really early, especially if she has to get up.
We
in
were
the
there
morning.
At 7 a.m.
Yeah, I know that's early for you, but for some people that's too late. That's why literally people are camping out.
Well, they're not supposed to be camping.
Well, guess what? They didn't give a shit because they honored it.
Wait,
Haley,
they
right?
always fucking honor it. Stupid bitches.
Oh damn, I'm getting angry.
It's true.
I'm getting spicy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but yeah, so that was my favorite K-pop trip, concert
the,
trip
the venue,
that wasn't in LA.
The venue itself was really good too. Mm-hmm. I really liked it. Like it's really new, right? Like even I remember eating food there and just like looking, I was like, oh, this is really cool. So
right.
I mean, yeah, that was, what is this, 2022, I think?
2022. Climate Pledge
and
in Seattle.
Stray Kids Maniac Tour. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of stay. Well, obviously.
And Maniac, I feel like, is still very, like, an iconic tour. Like, Dominate was great, but Maniac is still one of my favorite.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be, like, biased or anything, like, in terms of, like, the actual concerts. But honestly, like, the whole setup and, like, the whole, like, theatrical and, like, all the different things they used and just, like, everything itself as, like, a product. Yeah, I really liked Maniac more than Dominate. Mm-hmm. Dominate was fun.
Of
like, it was a
right.
lot of fun. But honestly, yeah, like, the fact that we had those great tickets, super intimate. They're, like, literally in front of us. Like, I'm, like, watching Felix drink his water. And I'm like, drink that water, Felix. Mm-hmm. And then he just looks at me. And, like, because, like, everyone, like, they could see and hear everything. I remember Changbin giving me, like, Changbin was giving me the Gyaru peace sign because I was
right.
giving it to him.
Oh, yeah.
He was like laughing because he's like, oh my God. Because I think he was looking at the girls like next to me. Then he looked at me and it was like this guy this tall, big dude that's dressed up as Chani
right.
from Stray Kids Family. Mm-hmm. And he was just like laughing. Oh, mind you, this is also pre Changbin bias Haley.
Right.
Where you did not.
I didn't ignore it.
You did not give him any attention, which is kind of wild and crazy to see, because you're just going all over Hyunjin.
Of
like, you're just too busy.
He was my first bias.
But you didn't even bat an eye to Changbin. He didn't exist.
He didn't exist.
You were watching Hyunjin. You got Felix. I know you went to
Bangchan because of his abs.
And then, but yeah, I mean, I just got, like, I think I was at that point where it's like, I really like Bangchan also, but I think whoever was in front of us and, like, whatever was interesting or funny, like, that's where what I was recording. And
right.
I wish I recorded better, because this is before Haley and I knew our phone settings
better.
Yeah,
I regret.
Like,
there was, like, such high exposure for those stupid
videos. Oh, man.
Videos.
And then
such
the
a
videos
waste.
Were, like, fantastic.
Right.
I mean,
we didn't have to
some of them
zoom.
Could get away. I mean, some of them, maybe you could maybe fix a little bit.
You
but,
can.
But
through,
yeah.
like, an editing tool. But then it's just like, damn it. Obviously, like, when we learned how to use it, I was like, man, such a waste.
But after this tour, like, we knew Stray Kids was going to get huge.
Right.
Like, they're really big, but they, like, obviously, once you hit the level where you're touring at these stadiums, like the football stadiums, like the huge ones, the baseball ones,
yeah, like,
here in the U.S., yeah. it's like, yeah, that's when you know you're big.
So far.
That's like the pinnacle.
Right. That's the highest tier already
for
them.
Us, like, here in the U.S., at least. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, yeah, so Twice has done it. Blackpink has done it. BTS, right?
Right.
I mean, yeah, 17 still at BMO.
Yeah, they still haven't.
Yeah, so they still haven't hit SoFi yet. But, yeah, that I like it. That's a good pick. Honestly, Seattle was a great trip.
Mm-hmm. That's, like, the most, one of the most memorable trips.
Oh, easily. Mm-hmm. Like, in general, because of, like, not, like, obviously, like, everything we just said. But, like, yeah, like, the city and, like, everything we did in the city, because we got crumpets.
We
were eating all this random cool stuff, like, at Pike's up here, and then, or Pike's, whatever it's called, something.
Yeah, I forgot.
And I remember all the different chowders I ate.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
I just watched you eat them, because I don't eat seafood.
You just watched me eat everything I could find over there. So that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb, or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding Ultra Vitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster, and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What about you? What is your favorite concert trip? I already know.
You know, huh? Well,
mine, probably my second.
Mine takes place in the same year as the Stray Kids one you mentioned, in 2022. It is, right?
Yeah.
Blackpink in Dallas, where we had that crazy VIP send-off that was $1,200 a person. This is, like, when Blackpink finally toured again, like, after, like, COVID. And, like, you know, like, they're still, like, gauging how big they are. What obviously, they're, like, at, like, astronomical levels.
Yeah.
Like, of popularity right now, especially. So, you'll never see them come to, like, any kind of, like, venue close to these again. Because it's the same thing. It was where the Dallas Mavericks played. I think it was the American Airlines Arena.
Yes.
In Dallas. So it's like, you know, that basketball size, that hockey size venue. And honestly, the whole trip itself was really cool. I mean, I think I rented a car, right? I did.
Yes, yeah, I think I we did. Because I remember we parked.
Yeah, and there was like a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
But like, it was only that like night. It was cool. Anyways, you know, like it was really safe and quiet. Like, honestly, the city when we went like there, like to get our stuff and check it out the day before. The food is good.
Haley Texas barbecue.
Haley finally had her Texas barbecue.
It was friggin' amazing.
And honestly, right? Like, it's hard. Like, I know there's some places here that do it really well, but like something about it, like having it straight up like Texas barbecue.
So good.
I forgot the place we ate at. Man, that fucking beef rib just like melted in my hands and in my mouth.
It was really good.
I forgot what the name. It was one of our friends told us to check it out too. I remember. Something, yeah.
Was it Terry Black?
Terry Black's, good job. Haley has good memories when she likes to use it.
Sometimes.
Against me.
Oh my god. Arguments. How is this using it against
anyways,
you?
Anyways, Terry Black's, I believe that's what it was. I know we tried some other places, but it was all good. So the food is fantastic. Like, honestly, downtown was really quiet and, like, clean. Because we're used to L.A. L.A.'s loud and disgusting and dirty.
Hobos.
It's the worst downtown in like America, maybe, I would think.
Right.
And it was just a really, it was a really good experience. You know, there was some small like Blackpink pop-ups. We went to like some ice cream place that had it. So like that was like cool. And then in general, this ticket, like I said, these were the tickets that I think only like 200 ish or something per each stop. Each city stop
right,
had.
It was very limited.
And it was like the, I forgot, it was like some crazy super,
it was like Ultimate VIP
something. I think that's what it was.
Born Pink Ultimate, something like that.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I think that it is. It was the Born Pink tour,
Born
right?
Ultimate or something.
The Born Identity tour. it was really crazy because, like I said, so it's $1,200. These are even more expensive than any of like the tickets I've seen, you know, even up to date. And this is retail, like for any K-pop stuff, right?
Right, yeah.
But the thing is, the reason why it's crazy is because, you know, you have the standard sound check, right, with all VIP stuff. This one, they gave you so much crazy cool merch. And you have like a little buffet party.
Yeah.
Downstairs, like a dedicated
they had, like,
area.
A DJ.
There was a DJ. It was like literally a buffet. Like,
and
with
the food
decent
was
food.
Like really good, honestly.
They gave us all this really cool merch. I still use the same bag. Like, it's a tote bag for shopping when we go grocery shopping. And I think just every, like, they gave us numbered posters.
Sign.
Quote unquote sign. It was definitely printed sign, but it was really cool. Still have it. And I think in, after that, like, yeah, so that whole thing was like that. And the crazy part, the reason why we got this is because after the concert, you have a send off with Blackpink. Which is, like, almost unheard of these days because they would never. They don't even do a fucking sound check anymore, right?
No, yeah.
They're, like, beyond that, right? They're, like, super above that. And it makes sense. Like, with the popularity, like, globally they have right now, it's, like, they can do whatever they want. People will still pay to see them, even if it's at SoFi and there's no sound check. And we're, like, in that pit.
Right.
Which is also cool. That was another cool experience. But back to Dallas. This one was GA, too.
Yeah.
But we were able to scoot up to the front and go to the extended stage, like, in the front. So we're kind of in the same general area. Like a little bit more to the right, but still in the front, like of where we were for Stray Kids.
Right.
So we watched the whole show, like right up front. Like, honestly, like, like it was fun seeing them because this was their first stop mm-hmm. in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Touring, like since COVID. Right. Like pre-pandemic is the mm-hmm. last time they probably toured. So this was a big deal mm-hmm. to them. And, you know, we finally had new music. Mm-hmm. You know how it is being a fellow, like, for your fellow Blink, you know how it goes with, like, waiting for, like,
after
music.
After, like, 5 years.
Yeah, after 5 years, we got, like, our 5 or 6 years, we mm-hmm. got our first actual full album.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, yeah, I mean, the experience was fun. Obviously, like, you could tell, too, they're having a good time. Like, I feel like when you watch groups that, like, are, you know that they're really good. They're mm-hmm. very comfortable and just having a like fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
With each other and just like, you know, they're making eye contact and everything's really up close too for
right.
this one.
We're
super
right there.
Super personal, super intimate. Then when the concert's all done and you're like getting sad, you're like, "Oh, it's done." Then you remember you're about to see Blackpink and it was crazy cuz there's a lot of people trying to like sneak in get in with us, but you know, we had special colored bands.
Mm-hmm.
There's other VIP like in other general tiers, but obviously ours was like the highest one. And also, this super high tier was crazy because I purchased and bought these tickets
mm-hmm.
when we were in our trip in Hawaii.
No, that's right.
And I had to wake up at like fucking like 3 a.m. to get these. And the reason why I even got good tickets was because I had the special early bird Blink membership.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people, after they found out about the tour, then they purchased the membership, the Blink membership. But
it's not early bird.
Yeah, it's the regular mm-hmm. one. So this is the best thing I've ever seen. This is the best for YG. I love that they basically rewarded actual Blinks
mm-hmm.
the opportunity to like get in there, purchase tickets. Like I think it was 30 minutes or an hour before still the regular Blink presale.
Right, yes.
So like this early VIP one, man, there was so many fucking tickets.
Right.
That's why I was able to get like early VIP, like with this thing, I was able to get the crazy one in Dallas,
mm-hmm.
which is where what I'm talking about. Then we also got the corner armpit seats barricade in LA BMO,
yeah.
back to back. I had no problems. I had like two windows open
mm-hmm.
and all those fucking tickets were there. We're literally on the corner in mm-hmm. LA too. So that was another crazy experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back to like the send off portion for this one in Dallas. Like this is why I like going to the first stop when groups start their tour. The reason why I really liked it,
it's either unorganized or
it's usually not what they, like, you know, they're still figuring
it
out.
Oh, they're still figuring it out.
Especially if it's the first stop. So literally when we had, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say it can go either both ways. It can be like really, really good that you got the first part or really bad. Because like we've seen with the Stray Kids one for this previous Dominate tour, the first stops were like a shit show.
Yeah, but that's not the
send off. That's true.
I'm talking because, yeah, all that shit is going to be like that's what, yeah, but I'm talking about like specifically the send off
mm-hmm.
because the first, yeah, and it depends city to city because mm-hmm. it's different workers and different organizations
yeah.
that's organizing the event. I'm specifically talking about like send offs
mm-hmm.
because they are not too sure about how they will handle it or like if it's too long, if it's
mm-hmm.
too short. Because going to the first send off for Blackpink, this is their first stop in Dallas, when all the members came in, they really took their time slowly, like saying hi to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why I had that crazy interaction. You talked to Rosé
mm-hmm.
right after Rosé came up. Like, Jenny was there. I was like, I was pointing at my mole. I made
mm-hmm.
that joke about the, like, and she said, yeah, it's like a mirror with her cute, like, little, like, fake, like, Aussie New Zealand accent thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, almost like a mirror, like,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. It was really cute. And, like, you know, they were up close to us and talking. And, like, I was able to converse with them. You
mm-hmm.
were, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Rosé was talking to you. I know Lisa walked by us really quick because she was, like, caught up. But then Jisoo was really cute because she, like, took her time. She was, like, the slow one.
Yeah, she
behind.
Made sure to go around really slowly.
And this is, like, when I was able to finally see Jisoo up close, I was like, oh, my God, she's tiny. It's, like, crazy because, you know, we saw her on
mm-hmm.
this last tour, right?
Yeah.
And, like, she's up. The stage is high up.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't look as tiny as what she actually is.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, like, looking at her when we were watching her for this tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the hell? Like, she's... Like, I'm, like, thinking of when we saw them in Dallas. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
shit. She looks totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I know she's thicker now, too. Like, all of them have more meat, right?
Right.
More, especially, like, talk to Lisa and Rosé's booty now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing is, like, we're finally ground level. We're the same level as them when we're seeing them for the send-off. Mm-hmm. And man, Jisoo was so tiny. Jisoo was super cute and super nice too. So it was just like such a cool experience, because I want to tell you the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
The last stop of this tour was L.A. The videos and the stories we saw and heard for the last stop, completely different from what we saw. They literally, everyone's lined up and, you know, like lined up on the fence or whatever to see them. They walk by, say hi, and it's super quick compared to like the first stop, which was Dallas, which was luckily
it's
us.
Because like from other cities, people ruined it. They were asking rosé weird questions.
Awkward questions. And then honestly, like, yeah, I mean, see, it takes like people to ruin it. Mm-hmm. And not to mention like the staff will just be like, you know what, maybe we should go faster. Or like, oh, to avoid this kind of like awkwardness, then we'll just do this. So yeah, honestly, yeah, a lot of the
But that's not mostly fair.
But that's just how it is. That's just fucking how it is. People will always ruin it for other people. Mm-hmm. So that's why if you go to the first stop, there's a chance that it's going to be better than all the other stops. Mm-hmm. In case that person might even ruin it at that stop, but at least you'll get something out of it. But so that's 100% my pick. Like my top pick off the top of my head, if anyone asks me, Blackpink 2022, Born Pink in Dallas. Great experience, great food, great city. Dallas was really cool. It was really fun to check it out. We even went to the Mavericks store. And I remember Haley and I were just like looking around. Rest in peace to all the Mavs fans because of that crazy trade and you guys losing Luka Doncic, who is now here in our home of LA now with the Lakers.
Crazy.
But yeah, I think that's it for this one.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for sending these questions. Keep sending them in.
Yes. At Permission to Stand Podcast on Instagram.
Yes, please. Hopefully we'll get to yours, and hopefully this was enjoyable and pleasant on your ears.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
What else do you want to say?
Everyone, please don't forget to tune in, like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell if you haven't yet. And don't forget, we have our regular Thursday episodes, and these episodes, the Q&A ones, usually drop like either Sunday or Monday whenever I'm able to like throw them in and edit them. So thank you very much for all your support. Till the next episode. Please take care.
Stay safe, and as always, peace.